You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Let's stay with numbers for a second, and in this case, dollars, because people and services often go where the money is. And in terms of mental health and wellness, Congress tried to follow that principle. 10 years ago, they passed a mental health parity law, saying that insurers had to pay for treatment for mental health, say depression or addiction, just like they do for physical health, a broken foot or a skin condition. But right now, psychiatrists are less likely to take insurance than all healthcare professionals. To understand what's going on, we turn to Henry Harbin. He's a healthcare consultant and former CEO of Magellan Health Services. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the parity law passed 10 years ago. Do we have parity now?
Unfortunately, we've seen a lot of lack of progress, a lot of non-compliance by the insurers, and in many cases, not enough enforcement by state or federal regulators.
Well, let's talk about insurance and cost here. There was an article in 2014 in the Journal of the American Medical Association that found that psychiatrists are far less likely than other medical providers to take insurance. Why is that?
So a lot of psychiatrists are feeling like they don't have to go in-network, they're paid less, they're micromanaged, and they're saying, well, I'll see people, but I'll see them out of network. We've seen a real shortfall in the insurance company's ability and willingness to reach out to the mental health providers, psychiatrists and others, to make sure they're in-network so that people have easy access.
Well, but so if you're a psychiatrist, why would you then agree to go in-network if you know you might have to take a lower, you know, reimbursement for your services? Why not just say, to heck with it, I'm going to not take any insurance?
Well, I think a lot of them don't, in part because they're paid less for the same services. So a recent study that was released by the Milliman Company looked at this issue of, were there differences in reimbursement rates for psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers compared to medical physicians, primary care doctors, or medical specialists. And in that, they found that in 24 states in 2015, the reimbursement lowering payment for the mental health providers versus the medical was 30 to 70% higher.
Well, wait a minute. Doesn't that go against the parity law?
Yes, it does. A second study came out a few days after that, which was a government-funded study. And they look specifically at were psychiatrists and psych nurses, for instance, versus medical doctors, where they were billing the exact same procedure code. So was the primary care doctor treating depression and was the psychiatrist treating depression? And even when they were using the same code and the treating the same mental health diagnosis, they still paid the psychiatrists and others about 20% less than the medical side.
You know, we are looking at wellness in general here. And with all of this context, who can afford access and care for mental health?
This issue of access to reasonably cost-effective care is happening at a time when we have an epidemic of death rates for both suicide and opiate deaths. Suicide rates are up anywhere from 15 to 20% over the last 10 years. The opiate death rate is like 4 to 500%. Both of those are getting worse. We are in probably the worst epidemic in the U.S. history for the outcomes of mental health and substance abuse. And yet, we have this data showing how limited the access is to the full insurance benefit that's required by law.
You have 40 years in this field. What would you do to fix this?
All of us, advocacy groups, provider groups, are asking is for the state insurers to begin doing audits to find out for sure, are they complying with the full aspect of the parity law? Remember that these insurance companies are acting on behalf of employers. The employers hire them. So both employers and the insurance companies are liable for compliance with the parity law. So one of the recommendations is for employers themselves to get an independent audit of their insurers' activities to make sure they are compliant with the parity law, because it's the employer's workforce that are going to be suffering less, suffering greater, and not having as many mentally healthy workforce as you would expect.
Henry Harbin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your interest in this story.
How does insurance or cost affect your ability to get mental health care? Let us know. We're weekend@marketplace.org.